Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. I'm Nido Media and I'm here to tell you something about my recording gear. I am not a professional with microphones in by any means. I'm just a hobbyist like most of us. And I got myself this setup because I wanted to make better sounding recordings than did I with my $5 headset. I actually recorded two songs with it and it actually worked, so if you want to record but you don't have a proper microphone, just use your headset, it'll work. So I went looking for a microphone. I went for a normal analog microphone instead of a USB microphone because I also have some other analog equipment which I wanted to record as well. And the USB microphone registers as a USB sound card, so it will give you problems if you try to record it together with another sound source because they both have a different clock. So I went looking for advice on buying a studio microphone, and the short of it was get the Shure SM58 or SM57, or otherwise you get what you paid for. I wasn't quite ready to fork over 100 euros more or less for one of those yet, so I looked what was available locally and checked out YouTube to find some clips of some test recordings of the microphones I wanted to buy, and that at least gave me an idea of the maximum quality I could ever hope to achieve with that particular microphone. I settled on the Behringer microphone, the C3, which is a lower end microphone, but still, according to me, works pretty well. It's the one you're hearing right now. This microphone is a condenser microphone, which in short means that it needs phantom power in order to operate. It is connected to the rest of the system using an XLR connector, which is a connector which has three pins. Two signal pins over which you can send the differential signal and the ground pin. Now, condenser microphone needs power in order to operate. So they invented phantom power, which means that they put a 48 volt signal on both signal pins. So the difference between each of the signal pins and the ground pin is 48 volt. However, you are sending a differential signal over the cable, and it's differential signal between the two signal pins, which are both 48 volts themselves, so the difference is about zero, so you can actually measure the actual signal. There are some other types of microphones, for example a dynamic microphone which works more or less like speaker but in reverse. There is another type of microphone which is the ribbon microphone, which works on the principles of electric induction. And since the actual signal level of a normal microphone is about 50 millivolts if I recall correctly, trying to ramp up the signal pins up to 48 volt in one go can actually damage those kinds of microphones. So I got a condenser microphone which needed a phantom power. I got myself a little phantom power supply box also by Behringer, which is a PS400, which works. It has a XLR input for the microphone and another XLR input on the other side for the rest of the equipment. I got myself a cable from XLR to a regular jack, mono, because it's a mono signal. And I already had a connector myself, which turned that into a normal mini jack connector, which you can actually plug into the computer. So I got all that and I plugged it into my line-in connection and nothing. Well, not really nothing, but there was something of a signal far, far away in the noise, which I could somehow maybe connect as coming into my microphone, but Certainly nothing better than the $5 headset I mentioned earlier. Plugging it into the microphone connector didn't help much either, because the microphone connector of a computer works different than a normal mono signal. The mini jack connector, which you use for the microphone, has the tip sending the signal as a normal mono connection does, and the sleeve is connected to the ground. But the ring, which is usually the opposite on a balanced connection, or the other channel in case of a stereo connection, is a 5 volt signal over which there are 5 volts. So that's not doing much either. So I did some research, and it turned out that the microphone needed a microphone preamp. Preamp is usually found on amplifiers, and lucky me, I had an Electro Pro 127, which had a microphone input with a microphone preamp. So instead of plugging the microphone directly into the computer, I now plugged it into the microphone in of my Electro mixer and put the recording out signal from the Electro into the line in signal on my computer. Pumped the volume all the way to the max, and it actually worked. However, I didn't reach my goal just yet. The sound was pretty distorted, and the output from my $5 microphone was still better than my increasingly expensive setup, which I have obtained to replace it. So I did some more research and some measurements with a friend of mine, and eventually decided to make yet another purchase, which is a Phonic AM55, which is another mixer. The Electro itself is a mixer, but it is primarily a DJ mixer, and the microphone input is not really meant for recording purposes, whereas the Phonic AM55 is more suited to it and actually has a XLR input, so it can accept the differential signal, which is actually sent over the XLR cable. And it is the system you are hearing right now. It was a great improvement over the Electro, because where before I could barely hear myself talk if I was pretty close to the microphone, whereas with the Phonic I could actually walk into another room, close the door, talk, and still hear it on my recording. From the AM55, the signal then goes into the Creative X-Fi USB device, which I got from my father. It works pretty well, in my opinion. It works with Linux, so yay. But it is the next item on my list to replace. It only has one stereo input, which I sneakily use as a dual mono input by panning the signal of the microphone hard to the left and the input on of a line input, for example my guitar, hard to the right, and record the two signals as mono, which works quite well. From that I input it into my computer via the USB cable, and I record it in Ardor. I'm actually running the beta version of Ardor 3. And while I'm still developing the process, because I don't really understand everything in Ardor just quite yet, let me give you a run-through of how I use it. At the top you have a stop, start, record, back, forward, a metronome button, and some other ones I don't quite understand. And in the middle and the bottom you have the master, you have the tracks. You have the master track, which is the output in essence, and under that you can put multiple tracks. At the moment I'm usually using only the microphone channel, but in some cases when I'm recording my guitar, I have a direct output from the guitar, which I can also plug into my Phonic mixer, and I do the pan left pan right trick I described earlier. And I also record it on my microphone. So I have two recordings of the same instruments, and I can later combine them together. Next up is my favorite at the moment, which is the mix menu, which you can get by pressing Alt-M, and then you get pretty much a mixer interface. you have all your channels, which you also have when you look at the main menu, and you have also the master channel at the right, the hard right. But you have the fader, which is the little thing you can pull up and down and control the volume with. You have effects which you can insert into the path before you activate the fader, and you have input effects, or you can input after the fader. When you right click within that black box, you can insert new plugins, and you have a favorites menu, which is at default it's empty, but you can manage it with the plugin manager thingy. And then there's a list by the creator and by category, and well, there's all kinds of stuff there. Well, actually with Ardor itself there's nothing, but it interfaces with the LUTSPA plugins and well, under Fedora and I guess Ubuntu, they automatically install those plugins when you install Ardor. I suggest you just get all the plugins you can get, because even after 6 months I still don't have any plugins which I really like and use all the time. So experiment, give it a try. If you want to record, well, that's how you do it. Just go.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.